I heard a story about a local Newcastle rector who was retiring. On his last Sunday, a dear lady from the Mother's Union came up to him and said, "Oh, rector, we're so sad you are leaving. I am afraid the next person won't be as good as you." And the rector, trying to be humble, said, "Oh, Mabel, that's nonsense. I'm sure the new minister will be much better than me." And Mabel shook her head sadly and replied, "Rector, that's what they said the last 5 times too, and it hasn't happened yet." In our gospel reading today from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31, we find the disciples in a situation that many of us can relate to, perhaps more than we'd like to admit. It's the evening of that first Easter Sunday. The tomb is empty, the reports are coming in, but where are the disciples? They are not throwing a parade, they are not having a party, they are behind locked doors. The text says they were there for fear of the Jews, for fear of the Jews. In that historical context, they were not just worried about an argument, they were worried about their lives. They had seen their leader executed by the state. They were hiding. For many of us here in this community, our locked doors might look a bit different. It might not be for fear of the authorities. It might be the locked door of a medical diagnosis. It might be the locked door of loneliness after a spouse has passed away. Or it might be the locked door of wondering if the world has moved on and left us behind. But look at what happens. The locks don't matter to Jesus. He stands among them without knocking on the door, without twisting the doorknob. He stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." This brings us to our focus verses for today. Because I'm pretty sure you've heard this gospel at least 20 times in your life, right? Or for our retired clergy here present, maybe you have preached about this gospel at least 30 times already, right? But Jesus says to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." In the Anglican tradition, we often talk about apostolic succession. But here is the so-called apostolic commission. As the Father has sent me. So Jesus did not come in a golden chariot. He came in humility to serve, to heal, and to be present. He breathed on them. For those of us here who still remember your Sunday school Greek or Hebrew, that breath is pneuma or ruach, right? It's the same breath that God used in Genesis to bring Adam to life. So Jesus here is performing a new creation. He's giving them and us the oxygen of heaven to survive the smog of this world. And our second reading for this morning from the letter of Peter chapter 1 verses 1 to 12 was written to exiles, to people who felt like they didn't quite fit in. And Peter reminds them that even though they suffer all kinds of trials, these are like a refiner's fire. As we all know, Newcastle is a city built on heat and metal. We know the history of the BHP. We know that it takes what it takes to forge steel. You need a furnace, right? And Peter tells us that our faith is more precious than gold, and sometimes the heat of life is what proves that our faith is real. I'm reminded of a true-to-life story. Most of you will remember the 1989 Newcastle earthquake, right? This was the topic of our conversation when we had our men's breakfast yesterday, right? So, do you still remember where were you on that day, December 28, 1989, with that 5.6 magnitude? I'm pretty sure John McNaughton remembers that event, right? And do you remember what you were doing on that time? It's like 10:27 in the morning, or 10:29, anyway, after past 10 o'clock in the morning, right? So maybe this will be a good conversation during coffee time. Where were you at that time, and what were you doing, and what have you observed that happened after that, right? So that 1989 Newcastle earthquake, it was a defining moment for the city of Newcastle. I learned from a person who was in the CBD that day. He said that the most amazing thing was not the shaking. The most amazing thing that happened on that day was not the shaking. It was what happened after. What happened after, he said, people who had not spoken to their neighbors in years were out on the street, sharing water, checking on their neighbors, especially the elderly, and offering a hand to their neighbors, to other people. So when the walls literally fell down, the doors of their hearts opened. In that moment of crisis, during that Newcastle earthquake, a spirit of service was breathed into this city and the surrounding communities. That is a shadow of what Jesus does for us. He takes our shaking world and breathes peace into it so we can go out and help others. You might say, Rector, I'm 80 years old already. I've got a dodgy hip and I don't get out as much. How is Jesus sending me? Being sent, my dear brothers and sisters, is not just about going to a mission field in another country, in Africa or Asia, right? But it's being sent to the person at the checkout counter in a grocery store, Woolies, Aldi's, Kohl's, who looks stressed, and offering that person a kind word. It's being sent to your children, to your grandchildren, showing them your faith that is not brittle, but full of Peter's inexpressible and glorious joy. It's being sent by praying to the prayer request list that we usually hear on Sundays. I hear about another church. This one was a bit higher than us, where the incense was particularly thick on Sunday, one Sunday. The incense was particularly very thick one Sunday. And a parishioner leaned over to his wife and whispered, "Hey, honey, the smoke is so thick, I cannot see the priest." And the wife whispered back, "Don't worry, my dear. From what I can hear, you are not missing much." My dear friends, we don't need smokes and mirrors. We need the breath of God. We need the breath of God. So as we head into this week, remember, the doors are unlocked. Whatever you are facing as of the moment, whether it's the physical ailments that comes with our life well lived or the anxieties of a changing world, remember, Jesus is standing in your lounge room, in your garden, and even in disputes, saying to you, "Peace be with you." He has breathed his spirit into you. You are not just a retired person. You are not just an elderly or senior. You are commissioned. You're commissioned. You are the bearers of the resurrection story in the new castle, in Kotara, in your own community. So may you feel that new creation breath in your lungs this week. May you know that your trials are refining you into something more precious than gold. And may you go out as the Father sent Jesus to love and serve this beautiful city. Amen.